AccuWeather is looking at their crystal ball, and how do you know it's going to be a snowy winter for the East Coast?
One of the things that we see right now is that the waters of the North Atlantic are warmer than normal, actually running much above normal. Anyone that's gone to the beach this summer has noticed that the water temperatures have near 80 degrees off the Maryland coast, probably a little bit running, like I said, 4 or 5 degrees above normal. And we expect the warm temperatures for both the air and the water to continue into the fall. Now, what this is going to cause is that winter one may be delayed a little bit. What I mean is that not only is the North Atlantic warmer than normal, the Great Lakes are as well. We also know that our cold air comes from that direction, from the northwest, and it's modified by Atlantic Ocean as well when it gets into the area. So we think that the beginning of winter may be a little bit slow to start. However, with these, especially the Atlantic being warmer than normal, that's going to provide plenty of fuel to the fire, so to speak, and be able to spin up what everyone calls nor'easters once the cold air does get in place. So that's one factor we look at. Another factor we look at is that we're expecting a weak El Nino. When that happens, generally, we see the jet stream separate a little bit. There'll be a southern branch, and there'll be a northern branch. We think that the southern branch, once it gets going, sometimes likes to take a turn up the east coast and help spawn these nor'easters, and with the warm water in place of the Atlantic, that will help them strengthen as well.
We kind of look back at last winter, and a lot of people say it really wasn't much of a winter at all. Nothing like that for this year, then, you're saying?
We don't think so. Not to get too technical, but last year was abnormally warm and mild for much of the east because we lacked what we call a blocking high-pressure system over eastern Canada and Greenland. We had seen the last 2 or 3 winters, the trend, and generally the trend for the last decade or so, of this blocking pattern being more prevalent than normal. Last winter happened to be the exact opposite, where we almost had none of this, and that just allowed the airflow across the lower 48 to come straight west to east. And when that happens, we get Pacific air that dominates, or the origins of the air are from the Pacific, that dominates east of the Mississippi, and it just doesn't allow Arctic air to come down.
Okay, I'm not going to force you to tell me how many inches of snow we're going to get in Baltimore, but on the average, it's around 20 inches, maybe a little bit higher than that. Will this be a lot more? I mean, are we looking at, of course, the winter we had the back-to-back blizzards, we had like 6 feet total for the season or more.
Right.
Are we looking at that kind of thing?
That's tough to say. I think when we start getting into, like, your area and down south along the East Coast, when you start getting your average about 20 inches, as you said, one big blizzard could give you your whole year's of snowfall. So if we have a couple medium or big storms, that's going to skew the average all out of whack. And just like last winter, where we basically had no big snowstorms, that's going to skew the average down on the negative side of it. So I would think that the potential was there for impactful nor'easters.